Podtacular, episode 153 for the week of March 13th, 2008.
Hey, why don't you just take a crap in my hat?
Welcome to Podtacular, the unofficial Halo Universe podcast. You're about to hear what the Halo Nation had to say about this week's topic at Podtacular.com to help you dominate at Halo. So strap on your Spartan armor and grab a battle rifle, because it's time to finish the fight.
It's come down.
Another episode of Pod Tackle, the unofficial Halo Universe podcast. I'm Fumo Jive.
I'm JBB.
I'm KFX.
All right. Thank you for joining us.
Yeah, welcome in.
Yeah.
You have been one of the more recognizable members in the Pod Tackle community, and it's nice to have you on the show.
Finally.
Yeah. Thanks for having me.
So tell us a little bit about yourself. What are your hopes and dreams, and do you prefer tidy whities or boxers?
Boxers, actually. A little more comfortable for me. Yes. Gamertag is our username is KFX. I'm the Reclan Overlord for Podtacular, and yeah, I'm more of an all-around community guy. I do some Pod TV and you know, just some different things around, try to help people out.
Nice.
No, it's awesome. Awesome. What's good. Your biggest obstacle in being an Overlord?
Probably noobs. No. I've gotten quite a few PMs, hey, can I join the pro clan? I know you're the Overlord of the Rat clan, but please. And then they hold down the Z for 5 minutes. But, maybe not just like that, but yeah, close enough.
Okay. Well, why don't you tell us a little bit about, for those one or two people that really don't know what the Wreck Clan is about.
Well,
a little insight on that.
Yeah, the Wreck Clan, we're just Podtacular's recreational clan. We have, right now, we're planning some clan matches up ahead. You pretty much just join up, send an application, we're going to review it, and, you know, if you get in, get to hang out with some cool Podtacular guys, and make some new friends.
Sweet.
Good stuff. Well, cool. Right. So they can find out at podtacular.com/clans, right?
Right.
Yes. Make sure if you're not a member and you want to join, go over there and sign up. It's just a $100 fee. You can send it to me, jdb@gmail.com.
It's a PayPal.
So, Fumo Jar, what do we have in store for our loyal members?
Well, this week is the Call-ins and Tales from the Foxhole show. We're going to be getting to some call-ins from Captain Crunk, the month's voicemails at 206-888-HALO. People have been calling in Halo-related messages, and he'll be reading those off and, of course, putting in his own, you know, brand of commentary
special
on the whole
touch.
Thing. Yeah, his special touch, definitely. He's got the touch. He's got
he's
the
like
power.
Mr. Miyagi.
Yep. He is, man. Wax on, wax
off. Mr. Miyagi of podcast.
Awesome. Paint up, paint awesome. Down, paint up, paint down. Anyway, good movie.
Oh, absolutely.
So, yeah, we're going to be covering those. We're also going to be getting to lots of Tales from the Foxhole, stories from Halo 3 Pwnage that people have sent in over the past month, and especially over the past few days from podtacular.com. We posted a thing up on the front page saying, send in stuff for this week's show on usually Monday nights, and people send in stuff then and on Tuesday. And most of our stuff is from then, and we have like 26 pages of Tales from the Foxhole. I think we set like a new Podtacular record of how much Tales from the Foxhole we have this time to talk about. So
yes, that's quite extraordinary.
Foxhole overload. We definitely won't be able to get to all of them, but we'll do our best.
Nah. But like I said, you can send $100 and your submission, too, can be read very quickly during the show.
Everything's $100, man. What's up with that?
Hey, you know, the economy's struggling right now, so I'm sensible.
Yeah, good point. Good point.
This goes to charity, right?
Yes, absolutely. The JBB Needs Shoes charity. Anyway. And thanks to Fumo Jive, I have that song stuck in my head from the Karate Kid. Anyway, we're going to start off with Chuck DJ. And he sends in a submission. He says, during a ranked game of one bomb on Narrows, I carried a bomb while my teammates started racking up the kills. The team was Lord Citrus, Budlow, Kiki Manjaro, and myself. I went and picked up the radar jammer and dropped it near the wall where the sniper is. Then I walked around to the left and planted the bomb. All four of the blue guys walked to the bomb and to disarm it while I fired my BR and threw grenades. I killed them all for an extermination within 9 seconds left on the bomb. The video's up on my profile, on my file share, if you want to see our dominance in that round. He also wants to give a shout out to the Godtacular crew.
All right, Full Metal Gecko writes in. During the double EXP week of March 7th and 9th, I discovered a crazy awesome, weirdly stick nasty secret with Griffball. I waited until all my idiot teammates died or betrayed each other, got the ball, and asked a teammate to hit me with his hammer. To my surprise, I didn't die. I flew across the room and landed on the scoring pad. My team won, and I was praised by everyone. Well, not really. P.S. I have seen Nene in custom infection game recently. This is a message from your favorite gecko in metal pants, Full Metal Gecko. Keep on noobs. If you want to visit Zootacular, the unofficial Halo Universe zoo.
Wow. All
right.
Nice.
Oh, nice.
The official Halo Universe zoo was already taken.
Metal pants, man. Nice.
Dang. Yeah, he's...
I would hate to go swimming in those. All right.
Sink right to the bottom.
So we got...
On to Big Red Dog 59. He says, hey, Podtacker, Big Red Dog here again for a tale from the foxhole.
Woof, woof.
Me and my friend were playing a shoddy sniper game on Narrows, and there were two cool weird things that happened in this game. My friend went over to the man cannon and got to the closest snipe of his lifetime on the film. One frame later, he... would have shot out the man cannon, I guess. And mine, I was trying to no-scope a guy, and I hit the wall behind him. Somehow I betrayed my teammate on the other side of the map. The bullet didn't bounce or anything, just betrayal. Keep on fragging one-eyed, horned, flying purple people eaters and, like, 23 midgets.
Oh,
man.
Oh, my.
There we go midgets. Again. Thanks for
I don't hate midgets!
All right, well, Monstrosity 247. So, Podtacular, this is Monstrosity 247, and this is my tale from the foxhole. Me and a few guys were playing around on Sandtrap. One of the guys was in a Hornet, and I was in a chopper. I was driving and trying to hit my friend in the Hornet with the chopper from the ramp thing. As I jumped at him, he climbed out of the Hornet and jocked my chopper. Doesn't sound too good. Anyway, when I landed, I looked up and saw the bottom of the Hornet flying towards me, and I didn't have time to move, and I was killed by the Hornet.
Oh, man.
Keep on...
wow.
Keep on fragging big back... green-back alpacas who eat yowies for breakfast and wear purple anus armor.
Wow. That's crazy, though, man. You got jacked in midair by a Hornet driver while he was jumping on a chopper, and then he got killed by the discarded vehicle after he got jacked. Wow.
Great. It's funny. That reminds me of, like, a Roadrunner episode.
Like, it's kind of like life, you know?
I have a quick tales from the foxhole. Yeah. This weekend, me and Heavenly Yeti were playing doubles. We went on it had to be probably 15-game win streak, right?
Mm-hmm.
And the last game we played, we were actually losing. And it seemed like the opposing team was going faster and everything. I mean, it was like, wow, these guys, even though they... You know how you kind of scout your opponent, you look at their highest level before the match?
Mm-hmm.
So they had lower levels, so I'm like, me and him kept speculating, maybe they have a second account. So they're killing us, they're controlling the weapons and everything. The score is 20, it was 19 to 21. They jump up 24 to 21. We went, we had 19, they had 21. We were catching up, next thing you know, the score was 24 to their favor, 21, okay, for us. So I'm like, dude, we're going to lose. He grabs the rockets. He has overshield. We're killing them. Next thing you know, they have a bubble shield. It was a great strategy. They had the bubble shield and near one of the entrances just to run the timeout. Well, you know, they were camping there. So they were paying attention to him since he had rockets. I went around and melee'd the last guy for a 25-24 win. But the funny thing was, he didn't realize the score. He's like, I didn't realize it, man. I was here going crazy and taking chances. I'm like, dude, it probably was the best thing because you would have been conservative and would have lost. So he went on a 4-kill spree with them having 24. Nice. That was pretty sweet. Yes. Figured I'd throw that in there.
Epic win.
Epic. All right.
Balls.
All right, on to the next person.
You're up, Kia.
Oh, all right. Nader Lord Tasium says, okay, so hopefully, as everyone knows, there was a Griffo Hopper sometime from like March 6th to sometime. But anyways, I was playing Griffo with Nightlight and some other people I randomly found off the streets. Okay. During the second round, we gained possession of the bomb and were traveling deep into enemy territory. So I thought, what a great chance to go spawn kill. I ended up with a Killpocalypse, which is 9 kills, but it was on Knight's Xbox, and I'm waiting for him to send the film for me. So yeah, that's it. Keep on fragging manatee yodelers. Manatee yodelers.
What would a manatee yodeling sound like?
Yodeling.
Cola.
Wow.
Manatee first. I would like to actually see that.
Well. Okay, Nader Lord Tasium is now my favorite manatee yodeler of all.
They frag themselves.
Yeah, I guess so. Keep on fragging me.
Manatee yodelers.
They'd be underwater too, so you gotta like get the bubbling in and all that. Exactly. Wow, do you take manatee yodeling lessons?
It was my second major in college.
Oh, nice. Man, you should start your own studio, man.
Exactly. I could be I could make a nice living.
Yeah.
Doing yodeling manatee stuff.
Going yodeling from door to door like a manatee.
Hello, my name is JVB, and I'm a yodeling manatee impersonator.
I thought maybe you could give me some money for that.
Your kids will love it during parties. I have a little manatee suit and everything.
I kind of hop around Manny, and try Manny not to fall manatee. Over. Yeah. Nice. Manny the yodeling manatee.
Oh, Manny the manatee.
Yep. Anyway.
Oh, boy.
On to Backhand Jack, the not yodeling, not manatee, who says, once I was in the middle of a swords game on Epitaph, trying to get my Step and Razor achievement. In my frantic desperation for my 5-gamer store, I started to kill many men. A short while into the game, I heard a deep, sadistic voice start to blare through my speakers. Double kill, triple kill, overkill, kill-tacular. At this moment, a toast popped up on my TV screen. Achievement unlocked. At this point, I was screaming like a little girl. Keep on fragging purple squirrels that wear pink recon armor. I thought he was saying, like, like I was double kill, triple kill, overkill, kill-tacular. And then, like, a giant piece of toast appears in the middle of the screen. No, like, what?
Just popped out and was like, oh, nice, and it's buttered.
Your toast is ready.
Ah.
Toast-tacular.
Well, that would be cool, though, if you can have food pop out of your TV when you do certain achievements.
Yeah. I like top of your
taxes. Like, I wouldn't mind a filet mignon achievement. Just, you know.
It's like still like sizzling and everything.
Yes, dinner.
It's still hot. It smacks you in the face.
You like try to catch it with your teeth, but it just kind of slips off on the ground. So you just take it and wash it off. It's all right.
You have like, you know how they serve those hot fajita, those hot fajita plates in the, like, for example, Fridays or whatever, and yeah. They're sizzling.
Yeah.
You have like a hot pan of those, one of those pans just flying at you. That'd be nice.
Oh, man. Beautiful. Dude, we are like the ultimate ADD podcast, man.
No. That definitely explains the red ring.
Yeah, that explains the excess heat. No wonder. You know that? Yeah. You're a genius, KFX.
You're cooking eggs in there or something? Actually, we are.
Dude, we're actually cooking a 7-course meal as we speak.
Would you like all some right, more bread, so. Sir?
Here's a piece of toast and shut your mouth. So anyway, Dust Storm, the the Koagen screamer himself.
Yeah, if you guys missed that one, dude, definitely check out the outtakes in the last show.
Yeah, that was awesome.
It was so funny.
Every time I think about it, man, I can't help but crack up.
He just had the craziest Koagen scream ever.
So Dust Storm says, I just got done playing a game of snipers on Narrow with anorexic leader Daidon Vita. I was at a blue base man cannon side, and Anorexin and Dylon were at the red base man cannon side. We were playing no scopes, which I am particularly good at. Anyway, you don't have to brag. Anyway, they had been fighting for a while, and they had just spawned. I took 2 shots and missed, and then on my third, I got a double kill with 1 snipe shot. Now, for those who don't think that is awesome, try doing that on a laptop screen with standard TV quality on a 17-inch monitor. I thought I might share that with you. Keep on fragging trucks. Shout out to Anorexic Leader, Dylon Vita, and KBC.
All right.
You know, it's actually funny because that happened with me and Yeti. And we were standing almost side by side. He was behind me, and I was trying to snipe somebody. They came around the other side, and it just so happens that he lined up with me, and boom, 1 shot, we both died.
Dang.
We're like, no! They caught up. They actually caught up with that shot. It was funny.
Wow. Huh.
Another epic battle.
You were resurrected by a yodeling manatee.
No, I was actually resurrected by the next name.
Oh, yeah, which is Yukiya.
All right.
Rocket Badger.
Rocket Badger. All right. Hey, Fumu. I have a T from the hole. Oh, sounds like a curse word. Okay. On the level 1 base, high ground, I think, me and my friend were messing around and I a spike grenade from the wall.
Dope.
And I stuck me friend on a mongoose at full speed. Also, I was on Valhalla and my same friend both had Splazer and...
Managed. He wrote man-aged.
Managed to kill each other at the same time.
We aged until we were full-grown men, and then we killed each other at the same time.
Like true barbarians.
We said, friend, we've lived good lives.
We've man-aged together well.
Okay, we are seated as men now, and it's time to move on.
We're just busting your rocket badger.
All right.
Can't let that one slide.
Keep on fragging truck that are driven by Nene, who are using the golden melee on urinating brute, yeah. Who are urinating on a hunter's anus armor.
Wow.
Okay, all right. That's can't picture that, but...
Don't really want to.
Yeah.
That's quite a
the Golden Melee is from Crow's Nest Campaign Show. Oh, all right.
Cool.
Yeah.
A little confused on that one.
Hmm. All right.
Sounds pretty kinky.
Well, he actually wrote in another one saying that this is an awesome thing me and my friend did. In Forge, we put every vehicle on sand trap that it would allow and put it on the elephant. And then we used trip mines to mine it and them. We rocketed and then splazered it from the top. The whole thing exploded, killing us both. When I respawned, I was instantly killed again. Wow, that's major explosions. Keep on fragging Nene and a urinating brute again.
This guy likes that stuff.
Yeah, Nene is the man, even though we have no idea who he is.
Urinating brute.
I mean, Fumo went to London just to find him.
Yep.
All right. Blazing Medic. He says, hey, it's Blazing Medic, the medic who heals Nene some wounds. Ever notice he never gets hurt? Okay.
The legendary nice. Nene, man.
So then we got to have Blazing Medic on the show just to, talk a little bit about the mysterious Nene.
Yep.
Because, well, I was playing a zombie map on Last Resort. The game started out normal. A few people died, but then I ran to the beach. The game starts lagging horribly.
Run to the beach.
Run for your life. Run to... Okay, sorry. The game starts lagging horribly, and a giant scratched. A giant stretched out body flying over the beach. Whoa. He sees one. Okay. Wow, that's weird. The arms were extended taller than the fan in the middle of the map. Wow, Whoa. Nice. The neck was flying in the air, and the game's frames per second dropped. I'll have a screenshot soon if I find a saved video. Keep on fragging snakes on Anthony Bourdain's... What?
Okay.
Show, I guess. He goes, P.S. I can has anus armor?
Talk to Bungie, you never know.
I am really going to make anus armor. By golly.
Oh, yeah?
Yes.
Wow. I have no response to that.
Yeah, I'm going to stay out of that.
Yeah, exactly. Ditto. I can go south very fast.
Just imagine, having a fashion week with anus armor. The only thing, the models, I will have to select specialized models because the ones that are currently in the fashion industry are just not going to hack it.
Yeah, I'm trying not to imagine that, thanks.
I just bought an anus armor from eBay.
And now from Vidal Sassoon.
Anus armor.
Anus armor. I'm all the anus.
Oh, man.
All right. P. Diddy exclusive anus armor. It'll be, diamond studded with platinum.
Guaranteed to get you girls.
Aww. You can have, like, a Ford commercial with anus armor. Drive it like a Ford. Okay.
Wear with your manatee suit for extra special chances.
Oh, man. I could just picture, like, a... You know how, what was that TV series with David Hasselhoff and
Night Watch?
Yeah, there you go. How did you guess that so quick?
I don't know.
Could have said Knight Rider. Okay, with that, we'll go on to the next person. Cause
all right.
I don't think I know you anymore, man.
Baywatch.
Baywatch episode 7.
Is that what you're talking about?
There was a manatee in it, okay? Sharks.
You saved the manatee. It was yodeling. Help me.
He's drowning.
Then a fish dove in his mouth, started choking. And David Hasselhoff had to give him mouth to mouth.
Yep.
Oh, boy.
Anyway.
This was,
I think you're up, Kia, before JVB really takes us on.
Yeah, I'll try to keep going.
All right, Assassin 073 says, I sometimes play some custom games with my friend Private W. Caboose. He makes a lot of maps that we play on, and a lot of them give his team the upper hand. That's not good. First map we played on was Colosseum. It's an arena on Foundry, and everyone spawns on the side, surrounded by shield doors. You then go into the middle, into this diamond-shaped room with equipment and grenades, but no weapons. The catch was this. The other team, containing my friend, got on top of their arena structure, and there was obviously spawn points for their team. There was a platform with a shield door behind it, and a room behind the shield door to duck into for cover. To make matters worse, there was rockets and other such weapons up there. So they knew the map better, were better skilled than us, had higher ground and better weapons. How could this possibly get any worse? Frankly, we won 39-30 before they all quit. We basically had infinite grenades, seeing there were millions on the ground. We tossed power drainers and flares and half random grenades up there, and we surprisingly won. The next didn't last long. It was Outpost on Valhalla. They spawned near a Hornet and a tank, and within 3 minutes, everyone on our team quit. Lastly, I got a Killionaire on Griffball. Don't believe me? Check out the vid on his file share. I think it's easy? Think again. It was damn hard. Every time I tried again, I'd get no higher than a kill tackler. I was lucky, as they kept on running at me like noobs. This is my first and only Killionaire. Shout out to the Caboose. Keep on fragging people who go for McLaren in the F1 Grand Prix.
Okay. Sweet. Dude, that sounds like, hey guys, want to play this custom with me? It's called Fish in a Barrel. You're the fish. Ready? Go.
Yeah. All right. So, okay.
Moving on. Got one from RPG Camphor who says, hey, how you guys doing? I started listening about mid-February, and I love the podcast. Here's a tale for you. My friend Stars or is Quab, I think, and I were playing campaign on the Covenant, and we were in the hallway with the crap load of brutes. I decided to go around and attack them from the rear while Risk Quab held their attention. I heard a spike grenade go off, and I hear him scream, WTF. I asked what he's yelling for, and he tells me he stopped a spike grenade with yet another spike grenade. Oh my gosh.
Nice.
We go back and look afterward and find out to our amazement that he had stuck the brute's spike with another spike and it just fell to the ground. I do have a picture and it will be in my file share tonight. Keep fragging monster potatoes. Gamer tags stars potatoes. Zero monster camphor. Potatoes. And the all these gamer tags are in the show notes as well on podtacker.com.
Wow, that's awesome.
Yeah, it's quite lucky.
I definitely want to see that one.
Yeah, did it.
All right, so Time Walker number 5. Just like the Short Circuit movie. He says, Yo, Podtech, it's Time Walker 5. Just want to tell you about this time I showed up a showboating cowboy. This was a while back around Christmas time when I was playing Team Slayer on Snowbound. Everyone on my team had headsets on, but there was one a-hole that would not keep his mouth shut the whole game. You know the type, the one who complains about having all the kills and at the same time getting the most deaths. He says, well, I think I was about halfway through the game. I had 3 points, zero deaths. I was in last place, and the guy says, hey, Time, how about getting some kills? I ignored his insults. When I grabbed the beam rifle and, okay, he puts awing, but I'm, okay, and a, what was this? I grabbed a beam rifle and grabbed a kill-tacular in the basement. He put a few little misspells, but anyway. Then a couple of kills, and 2 double kills later, I had the top score with only 5 deaths and the whole game. In the post-game lobby, everyone was saying what a good game I had, and so on. All I can say before I left the lobby was, yeah, well, if Brokeback Mountain over there would have kept his mouth shut, I would have been better. Everyone was laughing at the guy as I left the lobby. Anyway, Sweet Killtacular is in my file share. Keep on fragging she noobs. Peace out. She noobs.
Peanut. Nice. Peanut, yeah.
No, peanuts. Keep on
Next time I leave somewhere, I'd be like, yo, I'm out of here, man. Peanuts.
Peanuts. Salty.
Peanuts.
Peanuts.
Peanuts, G.
That's the first time I heard somebody say she noobs. Sounds like Clash of the Titans.
Beware of the she noob.
Or She-Lob from Lord of the Rings. Or a yodeling manatee. Even. I don't know.
Oh, I like the next person. His name rocks.
All right.
Go ahead. You're next.
Hunchback leprechaun. Okay, you're gonna stop there. I'm kidding. Hi, it's Hunchback Leprechaun with some tales from the foxhole.
Where's my gold?
I was playing Team Slayer on the pit. Dinner's short and I was dominating. Then another guy got the sword. We started to clash each other, and this happened about 10 times, and I realized I had a shotgun and quickly shot him in the face. Good luck with the podcast, and keep on asking Master Chief for some hairy dumplings.
Oh!
It's a blast from the past there.
Con.
Nice.
Yeah. I didn't know they were hairy, but...
Bunch of back leprechaun.
Must
okay.
be a delicacy.
Yep. The leprechaun of Notre Dame. Well,
Where's me gold?
Ding! He's ringing the bell at the same time.
They met an animal.
Oh, man.
Oh,
nice. Okay. Frosted Lucky Charms.
Let's move on.
On to Uzumaki15, who says, "Hey, Potaki, Uzumaki15 here again with some tales from the foxhole."
Uzumaki.
Uzumaki. My first was my friend's trigger happy.
Okay, sorry.
Uzumaki. Uzumaki. My first was my friend Trigger Happy Pip Psycho, I think. Trigger Happy. No, that Trigger Happy Psycho, yeah. We were playing Rockets on Standoff, just the two of us. About 5 minutes into the game, we both killed each other, and I spawned next to a mongoose. He spawned across the map near the camo. So I hop on the mongoose and go to splatter him. Thanks to a bump, I missed the first rocket, but the second connected. But instead of hitting in front of me, it hit behind me, killing me but sending the goose flying. He jumps and ends up getting splattered by the mongoose. It was hilarious. The clip will be in my file share by the time this podcast airs, so check it out. Nice.
Or vehicle splatter.
Vehicle splatter.
All right.
Another tale was in Lone Wolves. It was Oddball on Snowbound by this time. I had all but two achievements, missing two for one and overkill. I picked up the laser and headed toward the ball, charging the laser and keeping it ready over by the ghost. The ball had been dropped. I charged and fired the laser at the person going for the ball, and to my surprise, there was another person attacking him, so I got two for one. And 2 days later, I got overkill on a Crazy King game on Snowbound. I don't have the clip of this one, but my two for one will also be on my file share. P.S. On your latest podcast, I noticed you slightly mispronounced my name. I'm terribly sorry. The Ma part... Okay, anyway, he explains how to pronounce it. And yes, FRC stands for Fuel Rod Cannon. That couple episodes, that clears up that mystery.
Oh, okay. Yeah, we figured it out a little late, but thanks for the heads up.
And yeah. I like this outro here. Keep up the good work and keep on fragging Vito screaming, song singing, truck driving noobs. Vito screaming is right, dude. Veto, everybody veto this. Everybody veto. Oh, you jerks, you didn't veto this. Oh, I hate you guys.
Damn you.
Man, now we have to do this crappy map. I hate this map with a passion. I want to kill it and stab it until it dies. It's like,
every
God,
time
man, it's not that bad.
Off, veto. And I'm like, Veto, where is he? Where is he?
He owes me money, man. I'm gonna get him with a baseball bat.
Vito, does he have Johnny Cakes? That's from The Sopranos. If anybody knows The Sopranos and remembers Vito, you remember Johnny Cakes. Anyway.
Remember Johnny Cab.
Delta Snow. Delta Snow, Johnny Cab. I wonder if Delta is another word for yellow. Anyway, Delta Snow says, hey, it's yellow. I mean, it's Delta Snow.
It's yellow snow. Poor Delta Snow, man.
Okay, way back when I was playing Halo PC and it was an oddball game on Blood Gulch. Wow, Blood Gulch. Immediately, one of the other people took the ball, but within 3 seconds I killed him and took the ball. And for 2 minutes I evaded attacks from my enemies and won. 2 minutes to 2 seconds to nothing to nothing to nothing to nothing to nothing and finally to nothing. Wow.
Dang.
What you
ouch.
Do?
Oh.
Says, that is it. Keep on fragging cheap knockoff Innis armor that is customized with scorpion squirrel trucks, frozen and stuff, that you got from Nene's house that is full of pandas.
Uh-oh.
And P.S. I think I found Nene hiding under construct. Soon I will take a picture of him for the world to see.
Nice.
Wow, the evasive Nene. Oh. You know, Nene has been, he's reached the level of the Loch Ness Monster.
I think so.
Sasquatch.
Yeah.
Elvis Presley.
Master Chief.
And, no, but I mean...
I think Elvis Presley
you know,
was a Sasquatch.
We're caught in a trap. That's when they caught him in the bear trap.
exactly.
Walking over.
Yep. Okay. The Sasquatch trap.
Because I love you.
Okay.
Oh, nice. Wow.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Now, can you yodel that underwater? That's what I want to know. Nice.
We can go on together.
Okay, sorry. See? Every time I think of that song,
there we go.
Praise is like dancing.
Greatest dance, man. All right, you're up, Key.
Yeah, I'm doing it now. My Ennis armor.
Key is up.
A suspicious lies.
Jeez.
You better hurry up because I'm going to keep singing.
He's going to grow some sideburns, man, and get a sequined cape on pretty soon.
Oh, what you doing to me?
You're up, Kip.
Next. All right.
Burning Otzel says, hey, Podsack.
Burning what?
Otzel.
Okay.
Hey, Podsack. Here's my call-in from the foxhole. You know how in every team and non-team game, no one detaches the minigun. Well, I'm here to say that I got 10 kills with it and won the game for my team.
Nice.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
Just the little things that matter.
Yeah, sharp and sweet.
Right.
Okay, well, you can read another one if you like. That was like half a sentence.
All right.
You're getting away easily. You gotta read the rest of the submissions. Being a wise guy.
All right. Rogue119 says, hello, Podtacular. Rogue119 here with Tale from the Foxhole. It was an infection game on Sandtrap. My gothic friends, alright?
Oh.
And I were the last three alive. One rode the shotgun. One rode shotgun with a shotgun. The other manned the machine gun. I drove. We were suddenly ambushed by zombies. They were swinging their swords to close to our wrists for comfort. Oh, emo, god. Okay.
Oh. Black humor there. If he actually introduces his friends as gothic friends. This is my gothic friend. And this is my non-gothic friend.
Darkness fills our heart with pain.
Pain. We're here listening to Susie and the Banshees.
Anyway, sorry about that.
I'm going to die someday.
Look how that falling leaf fell by my feet. This lets me know that any day I can go.
Life is so fragile and weak, pointless.
No friends.
It's raining again.
I have a new BMW, but yet I don't need it. Why is the interior beige instead of black, like my soul?
Oh, man. Nice.
Oh, man.
Wow. You have practice at that, man.
No, I've never been emo.
Well, you would make a good one if you chose to.
Yeah. I've been told that plenty of times.
So now we'll listen to The Cure or The Smiths. And drown in my sorrow.
And then my friend playing a harmonica in the background. Pretty good, dude.
Yeah. That's because I have a harmonica in my hand at, like, all times, dude. You never know when you're going to need a harmonica. That's what I always say.
You never know when your friend's going to say a speech, and you got to finish it off with some harmonic tunes.
Let's liven up this party.
I got two spoons. You ready?
Fills a cup with water and starts sitting on it.
Ding, 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 ding.
My homemade xylophone.
How do we go from being emo to being a hillbilly?
I don't know, man. That's an awesome progression right there.
See, we're quick. We're witty.
You're lay.
Back to the matches.
Susanna. All right. Anyway. Right, what else does Rouge 19 have to say?
Oh, man.
All right. My imbecilic operator was... My imbecilic friend got out of the side seat, only to have his neck cut. I wonder. All right.
Say what?
Wow, man.
He got his neck cut.
Wow.
Okay. My turret operator screamed profanities. He was shortly devoured. I see the bullseye flash at the bottom of my screen. I hatched a plan. Zombies were so close to my tail, I dismounted in such a way that my emo mobile blocked his way in on the structures. I threw down a trip mine and waited for the zombies to come in within my range. Then I proceeded to yell, "So long, suckers," and jumped on the easy button.
The
amazing suicide killed three zombies. Two, ironically, were my emo buds.
Oh.
I managed to get on a mongoose and laps in the minefield until the end of the game. After the game ended, I turned off my mic to save my ears from the irritated zombies. And the goth music.
Emo mobile. So I wonder if the emo mobile starts when it feels like it. I'm not starting today. I just don't feel like it. Why did you have to put on leaded gas? I mean, come on.
Caught myself.
My life is so pointless. I drive here, I drive there. What's the point?
I have one new tire. I mean, come on, I couldn't even give me four. Jeez. Why am I here?
Why am I here?
Put me in the junkyard already. Get rid of me. Donate me, damn it. Let me sit alone in a dingy parking lot.
Just call that number on the radio. Just get it over with.
Oh, radio podcast?
Oh,
that too.
Particular.
Just call 206 today, Halo.
Halo.
Okay. All right, so...
On to... Halo.
Oh, you got Dark Templar.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Templar writes it. Dark Templar says, "Hey, Podtacular, I have some tales from the foxhole for you today. The first one was on Snowbound. Again, I was in the ghost with someone firing laser shots at me from across the map on top of the base. While I began to boost at them, they jumped off the building, charging the Spartan laser. I flew through the air off a jump and splattered him while getting blown up. My dead corpse then proceeded to splatter a guy right when he spawned." Oh, that's awesome. "Sadly, I didn't get a video because of a timer my mom put on my Xbox 360. Oh, mom.
Aww.
Why does my mom always have to do this? And last but not least, can I has friend request? My gamer tag is DarkTemplar177. Keep on fragging Nene, the mystical Yeti, and the creature being hunted down by the midget hater Fumo Chive. JVB and Navy B, JVB's kid."
Navy B.
Oh, man. Wow.
Oh, man.
That's pretty
all
cool.
Right,
so. I've never actually heard of a body actually splattering someone before. I guess I just hadn't seen any videos of that yet, but there's a first.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep. Yeah, it's happened. Okay, Halo Fanatic says, "Hi, Botacular, it's Halo Fanatic, first time submitter and new member. Well, welcome aboard, and thank you for submitting." Okay, I have two tales from the foxhole. Both are on sand traps, so I had the Spartan laser, and I ran out in the open at the grab hammer spawn. So I charged up my laser and fired, and I got a triple kill. So I went back into the theater and watched it again. So I shot it, and I hit a guy picking up the gravity hammer and another guy on the other tunnel. And before the laser disappeared, another guy walked into it. Nice. My other one was I was driving a Warthog, and I was on the tunnel. Here the gravity hammer spawns, and I went off the end, and a guy on the other side jumped from the other side, and the back of the Warthog splattered him. As my tails from the foxhole keep on fragging elites wearing anus armor, driving those trucks that we frag.
Okay.
Sweet. Thanks for joining the Podtacular community, and thanks for submitting.
Yeah.
Elites and anus armor. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
quite a combination.
This is true. All right, Kia, you're up, man.
All right, Marooner says, about a month ago, me, LAC Wolf, and Resi Boy were all playing matchmaking together. We paired up in a 3-on-3 Team BR's Slayer game on Isolation. As soon as we started, we had a problem. Epic lag. Soon, in the match, we found out that it was Wolf that was causing all the lag in Manjaro, but we kept playing anyways. We began to lose quite badly and had to take a drastic action somehow. But then all of a sudden, Wolf lagged out of the game and the connections restored to a good green. With one problem gone, we started another major problem, getting pwned by the other team. The scores were 15-35. Knowing or possibly imminent defeat, we decided to hold the shotgun spawn on the top of the map. This plan worked surprisingly well, and we were soon starting to catch up. But then, once again, the other team managed to steal our good glory by sniping us off the top of the map. As a result, we were a very sad face. So now we did no longer have to have the top of the map, so we settled running around in twos trying to get as many kills as possible. But unfortunately, even after the epic comeback of ours, we still lost 46-48. Thanks for reading my tale, and keep on fragging three-footed purple-bellied squirrel relling, wearing rectum armor. With a stretchy weenus shouting, "Oh my god!" Okay.
Well, we haven't heard the weenus reference in a while. I don't know what ever happened to the weenus master.
I don't know, man. He's over like dominating weenuses somewhere. I don't know.
Bow before me, weenuses.
Moaning all your weenuses.
Did I just make him sound like Kermit the Frog?
I think so, man.
Weenus.
Okay, so
why are there so many weenuses?
Oh god.
Weenus for me.
Oh, call me.
The lover, the weenus, and me.
My weenus and me.
We better wrap it up, man. This is getting crazy. And,
well, I would actually like to read one more from one of our new submitters.
Okay.
If you want to read it, or I can read it, or we can both read it.
Same time, stereo.
Karaoke.
It's Klepto Kangaroo.
Ah.
He's a new submitter, and he says, first of all, I want to... he says how awesome we are, and he recommends us to all of his video game friends, and he gives us a shout-out, gives the post-game report a shout-out, and he says, okay, let's get it started. I have two stories, both of them my favorite map, Construct. The first one was a game on Team Slayer with my buds, Narcoleptic Seal, sorry about that. When we had been playing with two other guys for a few games. After 50 to 31 ownage on Last Resort, yay us. We were all up 15-7 against a team with all the same emblems, no doubt going for a clan look to scare us off. When I heard one of our party ups saying, yo, Seal, check this out. Seal and I have been running down one of the hallways heading past a purple lift to secure the sword spawn. Hearing his name being summoned, Seal turned around and ditched me, headed for the bigger orange lift where our guy was goofing off. As I neared closer to the purple lift, I got three red dots on my radar. I started backing up with a strong word, and I might need help securing the sword. Okay. So in other words, he yelled that out. Okay. I throw two grenades as I feel my immediate doom closing around me. Quickly, I took out my BR and blindly shot through the smoke. I see my screen pop up with a double kill. Lucky. All right, I said to my guys. I cleared them. Don't even care, sad face. They didn't even care. Okay, but there was still one guy to deal with. I have walked over there, dead bodies towards the sword room, and noticed that the other red dot had to be coming from the purple lift that I had just passed. I turned around and threw what I thought to be a frag grenade, but it was actually a plasma grenade. It bounced off the wall just as the third guy came up the lift and stuck him in the chest.
I was sure
that my grenade wouldn't go off in time for a triple kill, so I aimed at his chest and bam, it blew up, giving me a triple kill. I was waiting for another red dot to appear from somewhere that I thought could get an overkill extermination, as I thought that the first guy I killed respawned in the corner near the purple lift. I threw a perfect grenade and didn't even have to finish him off with a headshot. The second guy I killed then spawned very close to the first and finished me off because I had been redlined by everyone else. He goes, I couldn't believe it. My first overkill and what I thought would be an extermination, which I didn't get.
Dope.
I guess I had to kill all of them at once. Yeah, that's pretty much what you got to do. But that's okay. Great story. I have this video on my brother's account. Tactical
Tyrants.
Is that what it is? Okay. Yeah. Tactical Tyrant. And if you look in the file share, it should be there. Keep up the great work, guys. Shout out to Narcoleptic Seal and Tactical Tyrant. Keep on fragging PS3s. Okay, and that's a new one. New one. Well, thank you to another new submitter. We definitely encourage the newbies to send in their submissions.
Yeah, right on.
Right on. Yeah.
Before I forget, back to Marooner. Just want to wish him happy birthday. Yesterday was his birthday.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Happy
birthday,
brother.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you.
Would you happen to know how old he is?
No, I just saw it on the forums. You know,
okay, cool. Cool. Well, happy birthday. If you get to play with him online, just wish him a happy birthday. And swat him like 20 times with a sword.
That's right. We're wrapping this puppy up here. Send in your comments, etc. Yeah. to podtacular@gmail.com. We depend on your submissions to keep the show going. Keep an eye on podtacular.com on Monday nights for an invitation to send in stuff for next week's show.
How do you wrap a puppy up? I never got that one.
Anyway, very carefully.
That's mean.
You can call our listener voicemail at 206-888-HALO. That's 206-888-HALO. And leave a Halo-related message. We play these back regularly on the call-ins and Tales from the Foxhole show.
All right, be sure to check us out on podtackler.com. While you're there, check out the forums. It's a lot of events, projects, and ways to make friends and play Halo with cool people.
And thanks awesome. To all the people that contribute to Podtackler, whether it's working on the community or site, contributing to our PayPal to help out with the hosting bill, digging the podcast on dig.com, or subscribing to the show and reviewing us in iTunes. We appreciate those reviews, guys, and we couldn't do it without you.
Absolutely. And check out the other shows on the Gamercast Network at gamercastnetwork.com. Over there, you'll find Gamertag Radio, Uncle Gamer Radio, Sarcastic Gamer, Achievement Junkie, and the Gamercast's very own video game show. And I also happen to have a show called The Post Game Report, which you can find at talkingaboutgames.com. It's finally available on iTunes, so if you haven't gotten sick of hearing me here, you can hear me somewhere else.
Yeah. So,
all right, well, Keith, thanks for being on, man. Appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you for joining us once again, like we always do, in such short notice.
Yeah, really.
Like to keep people on their toes, you know?
You're on the show tonight. Oh, God.
Quit game. You know, gotta go.
What? You will be on the show tonight.
Oh, God.
Mock me. I can't go to that convention tonight.
Tough crowd.
You actually were telling me you had to do homework.
Yeah.
Oh. Busted.
I should have been studying this whole time.
Oh, boy. We didn't know that. Ah.
Awesome. Well, thanks a lot, though. Thanks
for
coming. Yep.
Well, until next time, I'm Fumo Jive.
And I'm caught in a trap. Oh, I'm JVB. Sorry about that. And I can't hold back. Because I love you too much. See, I got that song stuck in my head.
Keep on fragging trucks. Frag for your life.
That's the emo version.
Yeah, really.
I'm sitting here in front of my trailer park, trying not to throw me an ass fart.
Nice. I like the guitar solo at the end. That was cool.
Oh yeah, you like that?
Yeah,
that was
banjo solo. Are you kidding?
Yeah, banjo.
The jaw harp solo, dude.
Guitar.
What is that?
That's the guy blowing. That's the guy blowing into the big.
Oh, the
alcohol, or whatever.
The jar that says XXX on the side.
Yeah.
Nice. Dude, we got. got to start a hillbilly band, man. We got all the gear and everything. We're all set.
The Halo Hillbilly Podcast. Brought to you by Rock, Uncle man. Bob's Fish.
Uncle Bob's Fish.
Popcorn fish.
Next customer.
What you want there, sonny?
You want a fried boy? You better go somewhere else. We eat our fish here raw. Right, Elmer?
Mm-hmm. Pull it right out of that there river on the backyard, see?
We specialize in gator boots.
There's only one thing left to say.
Try to be best, cause you're only a man.
That white man called. I'm going to see if I... Yeah, wait,
wait, go. Hot waves.
Oh, what's this? You keep them here.
Run to the hills.
Nice.
That's what the chicken's saying, man. He's like,
Chicken Sniper says,
Oh, man.
Yeah. There's one in the show notes called Chicken Sniper.
No.
Chicken
Sniper. Oh, that's pretty cool.
Chicken Sniper.
That's pretty nice. Dude, if I ever need a chicken sound effect,
headshot.
We're missing something that's gonna make the audience really feel like they're in the movie. The chicken sound.
I know just the guy. Diego.
Diego, you need it.
He's the chickenator.
Chicken sniper.
I'm the chicken sniper. I'm here to kill you all.
Got the booster rocket.
I'm looking for a chicken.
I know. I'm looking for the chicken.
Is that a chicken leg you're eating? Yes, it is.
Have you seen this boy, Chicken Connor?
Ah. Chicken head Connors.
GamerCast.